This is still day 7 in our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. We started the day in Izmir and traveled up to the Pergamum Metropolis. Our final site of the day is Troas, where Paul left Asia and went to Europe. On this day and the next, on the bus, we will deal with the first missionary journey of Paul. The ruins of Troas, also called Troy, covers over 1,000 acres. But only a small amount has been excavated. The part that has been uncovered have interesting markings. There were 9 generations of cities built on top of each other going back to 3000 BC. So they have clearly numbered the ruins 1 through 9, except they are marked in Roman numerals, I through IX. Number 1 is the most recent ruins. Troy number 8 is a city of the legend of the Trojan horse. Even though the story is a fable, there is evidence that Troy number 8 was burnt down in 1200 BC. The idea of a Trojan horse was possibly inspired by the fact that ancient siege machines were covered with damp horse hides to cover them from being torched by flaming arrows. You'll be able to see a modern Trojan horse. It is a tourist attraction at the entrance of the ruins. The city had several names through history, but was finally called Alexandria in honor of Alexander the Great. The term Troas was added because there were many cities called Alexandria. At one point, it had a population of over 100,000 people. It was known for its mines, salty springs, farmland, and east-west trade. A first-century historian said that Troas was one of the most famous cities of the world. Both Julius Caesar and Constantine the Great thought of making Troas the capital of the Roman Empire. Paul and his team would have walked on the Decumanus Maximus, part of which is still there. Decumanus was the east-west road of any Roman city. Maximus, at least in Troas, meant that it was the main north-south road. In Roman cities, the forum was located where these two roads intersected, where the east-west met the north-south. Paul came here during his second missionary journey after seeing the Macedonian vision. This is where Luke joined the team and went as far as Philippi. At the end of the second missionary journey, Paul went home a different way. During the third missionary journey, he left Ephesus and went to Troas, thinking Titus might be there on his way back from delivering Paul's missing letter to the Corinthians. You find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. There was an opportunity for ministry in Troas, but Paul was determined to find Titus and hear news from the people in Corinth. So he once again sailed from there and went to Europe. At the end of the third missionary journey, Paul sent part of the team ahead to Troas, where they waited for him. Luke once again joins Paul at Philippi before going to Troas. Paul delivers his through-the-night sermon, and a young man falls out of a window. Paul has his team sail around the peninsula while he walks across it to meet up with them on the other side. By the way, that Roman road Paul walked on is still there. All of this is found in Acts chapter 20. Sometime later, Paul leaves his cloak and some books at Troas. He asked Timothy to bring them before visiting him in a Roman prison. This is shortly before he was killed. 2 Timothy 4:13. Sometime this week, read Acts 16, 1 through 10, Acts 20, 1 through 15, and 2 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13. If you want to go deeper, go to btstories.com and watch the story and insights number 251. At the end of this day, we'll spend our last night in Asia before crossing over into Europe. Here's your tip for the day. When you're talking to local people on the trip, it is considered rude to chew gum while visiting with them. I'll talk to you next week.